hello and welcome to this month's subscription coffee, which is called Jairo Rodriguez, and it's from Colombia. So this is the bag of coffee that you should have received. A couple of things about it, it's quite interesting. You will see the name Jairo Rodriguez on the bag, and in the little box down here, you will see the farm La Tormenta. Now, usually, we would be putting the name of the farm across the top here, or possibly the washing station or processing mill. But it's really interesting. In Colombia, the coffees we're getting now are recognizing the producer a lot more. So kind of inverted it. It's the name of the producer that goes on the front here, and the farm is kind of demoted slightly. And this is a very small farm. It's a farm about 3 hectares in the Nariño region of Colombia. Now, we've had a bit of a interesting ride when it comes to Colombian coffees this year. Way back in the autumn, when we were kind of sourcing the coffees, looking for the coffees, there was a lot of unrest in the country. There were barricades in the main ports, and the price of Colombian coffee really jumped up the green beans by about 25%. And it's one of the coffees now that I feel we're starting to see drip through, come through, much higher priced than perhaps we would have seen in previous years. And I feel there's a bit of a trend happening at the moment that some of the coffees we're getting are feeling quite a bit more expensive than we would expect. That's probably true of much of life at the moment. Of all kind of coffee countries or coffee origins, Colombia is the one that a lot of people say to me, oh, I love coffee from Colombia. And it makes me smile because I know that there are at least 12 distinct coffee growing areas within this one country. And they've all got their own microclimates. So they're all producing a slightly different style of coffee. You can't really pin down Colombian coffee. You're going to get chocolatey. You're going to get fruity, floral tones there. The whole gamut of flavors that you'd expect from coffee. So it's not so much that it's such a great producing country. I mean, it is, but there's so much variety there that it floats the boat of pretty much everybody. So let's dive into this coffee a little bit. It's a fully washed coffee. Like I said, grown at altitude about 2,000 meters above sea level. And therefore, we can expect a little bit of fruit in the cup. And there's not too much fruit in here. But before I dive into that, I want to mention this. You may not have seen this, and perhaps you have. It's a coffee taster's flavor wheel. This one's a little bit used. I was using it on training last week. I kind of brought it here because you see that we actually do use these things. This one's covered in coffee marks and some of my scribbles up there. And it's what we use to kind of arrive at decisions about flavor. It's not something you kind of pick up just like that. Often we have to think about it and discuss a coffee, brew it a couple of times, brew it over a couple of days, and build up this feeling about a coffee. It's something that everyone can do. I don't think it's particularly skilled at this level, but the flavor wheel really does help us unpick what's in the cup, because it works at three levels. It works at a broad level. So there's a central circle that has very broad descriptors. Now, when you taste this coffee, straight away you're struck that it has fruity elements. You don't need to be more specific than that when it comes to this flavor wheel, because all it's doing, it's taking you towards one part of the wheel. Now, from there, the fruity element goes from citrus through other fruit, dried fruit, and berry. So it's about trying to think about, well, whereabouts on that spectrum does this coffee lie? You know, there's acidity there, absolutely. I expect acidity in the coffee. But it's not an acidity that I'm going to associate with some of these citrus tones down here. It's definitely not in that citrus tone. Neither is at the other end. Neither is it berry sweet. I don't think it's got that kind of raspberry, blueberry, strawberry hint. I feel it very much sits in this dried fruit zone here. That's where I'm being drawn to. But as well, as it develops in your mouth, as that flavor settles and you think about it a bit more, there's kind of a bit of a shift. It moves away from the dried fruit and it's drifting into this other fruit zone here. And now it's about trying to use those two little parts of the circle, little sectors of the circle, to get even more refined. And On the dried fruit zone, we had a little bit of debate about this, raisin, prune. It was one or the other, probably a bit more prune-like, because one or two of the staff here thought that there was a plum-like quality to it. And it, as it cools in particular, there's a juicy plum tone to it. So even though I've left dried fruit on the bags, probably, depending on how you brewed it, you're going to think prune, maybe a little plum as well. But later on, as the flavour develops, you've got this kind of creamy apricot tone kicking in. It's not peach. We had a good discussion about this. It's not quite as tart and as zingy as peach, but there's definitely an apricot tone in the cup. Sweetness-wise, again, going back to the flavour wheel, we went down the sweet route, and we think it's got a nice brown sugar tone to it. And sometimes we stop there. You know, sometimes we don't feel we can commit to that outer circle. And that's okay. It doesn't necessarily have to be perfect. We're all tasting differently. We've all got different histories when it comes to tasting and different palates. What you had for lunch, what you had for breakfast is going to determine how well you can taste a coffee. So there we go. Yairo Rodriguez, hope you enjoy it. I'd like to know if you think the same as me, that yeah, it's very much a coffee you'll go back to time and again, have a second cup, have a third cup. Be interested to see if you feel the same way about us. Your thoughts, comments and questions are always welcomed. And until next month, enjoy your coffee drinking, and thanks for watching.